The Gem City Sports Network presents Amateur Baseball. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio. By Darren Dowler Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the play-by-play action of amateur baseball. Here's Doug Brown.
And good evening, everybody, from Bay Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton in the heart of the Water Street District. We welcome you to the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League All-Star Game. Today's game features the Southwest Ohio Division versus the Miami Valley Division. And joining me tonight is Brad Webb. He is the manager of the Springfield Angels. And, Brad, welcome to the we've never done baseball before. You're always out there on the field.
Oh, we've done a little bit there in the aforementioned league, but yeah, I'm glad to be here, Doug. Thanks for inviting me. It's a big deal. It's a big big honor. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you, Doug.
What do you know about these teams? Yeah, I know you know most of the former DAVL teams.
Correct.
What do you know about the others? A lot or not?
Well, this is going to be obvious, Doug, but they're younger. So. The Woodbat League was, you know, guys with the older, and so they've moved on here with the Aluminum Bat League. And so with that comes a lot of youth, and it's shown itself in some respects. You know, I look at the Angels, who are kind of a not an old team in the previous league, but they're guys that could still move around pretty good, but when you put that group against these younger guys that are age 18 and up, it makes it hard to compete. It goes without saying.
But, yeah, we still got a guy that's still kicking around in Ray Franks.
Ray Franks, God bless him, he's like a deity of adult men's baseball. He was able to capture and make use of the Gastineau Field there in New Carlisle, which has been a home base for the Woodbat League there for the longest time. But Ray grew up playing high school baseball on that same field. And I don't know if Ray wants me to say his age, but I'm just going to say he's somewhere older than me. Well, that doesn't really say a whole lot.
No, no. Well, I'm older than you, too. So.
Yeah, but anyways, Ray's up there, and he still swings the bat against these aluminum bat guys, and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
He goes out and has fun.
He has fun.
He has fun, and that's what he... So we're... So...
PA announcer is bringing in the umpire introductions right about now as we gaze over the partially shaded field of Day Air Ballpark, just a little bit of shadow right around the extended third baseline, and the rest of everything else is still in the sun right about now. But blue skies, just high, light, cirrus clouds, and a great day for baseball, Doug.
Always great for baseball when you got clear weather. And, you know, game time temperature brought to you by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price, 87 degrees with the humidity at 46%, dew point at 64. It's a great day for baseball.
Indeed.
And we're going to be back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to the Miami Valley Adult All-Star Game here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From spirit gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality and minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
And back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, The All-Stars from the Southwest Ohio Division is being introduced, and here's the rosters for both teams as they are being announced. For the Miami Valley Division, Noah Bear for the Orioles, Jesse Jones for the Rangers, Daryl Carnahan for the Orioles, Zach Gomia for the Knights, Rob Pedersen for the Rangers, as is Joe Becker, Marcus Hall for the Wild Boars, and Aaron Mookie Holmes for the Wild Boars, Alex Hustleman for the Knights, Alex Kasich for the Orioles, Anthony Reagan for the Scouts, Brendan Saylor for the Rangers, Kyle J. Evans from the Wild Boars, Cooper Nolte from the Rangers, Devin Bowles from the Diamondbacks, Matt Boyd from the Orioles, he's the starting pitcher tonight for the Miami Valley Division, Jordan Hanscom from the Knights, Chris Lever from the Diamondbacks, Brett Cox from the Wild Boars, Nick Antedides from the Orioles, Nick Gilmore from the Rangers, Dylan Bauer from the Wild Boars. I put this too close. Troy Filo from the Knights, Alex Schulke from the Scouts, Eric Becker from the Rangers, Jason Combs from the Wild Boars, Marcus Neff for the Rangers, and Jeremy Grice for the River Bandits. For the Southwest Ohio Division, it'll be Ben Schooler from the Red Legs, Jeff Sanders from the Wolves. He will not play since he pitched the other night. Joey Cherry from your Angels.
My Angels.
And he is starting. Andrew Madlinger from the Machine. Andrew Hall from the Dodgers. Aaron Strasburg from, or Strasbaugh from the Machine. Nick Xavier from the Stars. Nick Wisman from the Wolves. I don't think he's here tonight. Daniel Miller from the Angels. Matt Dyes from the Dodgers. Austin McFadden from the Wolves. Parker Liston from the Mariners. Garrett Wisman from the Wolves. Matt Beinack from the Angels, as is Derek Smith. Daniel Barhorst from the Wolves. Evan Kugler from the Redlegs. Sean Phillips from the Wolves. Iverson Ventura from the Dodgers. Todd Barhorst from the Wolves. Joel Turner from the Machine. Luke Carnegis from the Dodgers. Cameron Gordon from the Dodgers. Aiden Kelly from the Wolves. Elijah Gilbert from the Machine. Will Bowman from the Mariners. And Kyle Evans from the Mariners.
Now, Doug, could you just say that one more time?
No.
There are a lot of guys here, right?
Yeah.
That's the
but,
point.
You know, that's the thing. You got 14 teams in this league.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a good variety. And it comes down to the point where most of them deserve to be out here.
Well, they're here, they deserve to be here because they gain the appreciation and respect of their managers, and they have the stats to back it up.
Now, we were talking earlier, how do you get this, how did they get selected to be on the All-Stars?
It was handled a couple different ways. I know each team was able to either do their own kind of internal vote. Managers left it up to team members to vote. Based on the number, the seating, the number of participants was contingent upon each of the team's records right about now. So that's one thing. So there are some teams with just a couple of guys, and then there's other teams with six guys. That's one thing. But in some cases, the managers left it up to their teams to vote, and in other cases, the managers just took it upon themselves to designate their All-Stars.
Here's the starting lineups. First of all, for the Southwest Ohio team, under head coach Mike Barhorst, leading it off and playing second base will be Aiden Kelly from the Wolves. Batting second, the center fielder from the Wolves, Daniel Barhorst. And I'm going to have to look these up again. Batting third will be Sean Phillips, and he is from the Wolves. Batting fourth, Nick Xavier from the Stars. Batting fifth, is Ben Schooler from the Red Lakes. Batting sixth will be Parker Liston from the Mariners. Batting eighth, Iverson Ventura from the Dodgers. Batting ninth, wait a minute. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Batting eighth will be Joey Cherry from the Angels, and batting ninth, Joel Taylor from the Machine. Once again, it'll be Kelly at second, Barhorse at center, Phillips at first, Xavier at short, Schooler at third, Liston at behind the plate, Ventura the DH, Cherry the right fielder, and Turner in left. And on the mound for the Southwest Ohio team is Matt Pfeffer. He's played in five games. He's 1-0 with two saves, 13 and two-thirds of an inning, giving up five hits, no runs, none earned, of course, two walks, 25 strikeouts, and a zero ERA. And now for the Miami Valley under head coach Nick Gilmore of the Rangers. Leading off and playing left field will be Eric Becker. And Becker is with, where's he at? Eric Becker is with the Rangers. Batting second, Dylan Bauer, the center fielder. He is with the Wild Boars. Batting third, the designated hitter, Robert Pedersen. And if you know the teams, chime in.
I will. I've been.
Pedersen is. I don't see him on here. Oh, there he is with the Rangers. Cooper Nolte will be at shortstop with the. He's also with the Rangers. Anthony Reagan will bat third or bat fifth, and play third base. Reagan is from the Xenia Scouts. Alec Hutzelman will be in right field, and he'll bat sixth. And he is from, where's he from here? The Wright Knights.
That's correct.
Jeremy Greist will be batting seventh and catching. He's from the River Bandits. Chris Lever will play first base, and he'll bat eighth. He's from the Diamondbacks.
Yep.
And batting ninth, the second baseman, Alec Kasich from the Orioles. Once again for the Miami Valley, it's Becker in left, Bauer in center, Pedersen at DH, Nolte at short, Reagan at third, Hutzelman in right, Greist at behind the plate, Lever at first, and Kasich at. And we're going to send it down to them.
Thank you. We ask you to remain standing and remember at the playing of the national anthem.
Our national anthem.
And we're back.
Yeah, we here at Gem City Sports Network, we always have the national anthem on. Some other stations do not. We choose to do so, and that's the way it is. And if people don't like it, tough. And that's the way I am.
I'm glad we did it. I couldn't imagine doing it the other way, Doug.
Yeah. So, we are getting set for the All-Star game between the MVABL and the SOBF. I don't That was a loaded one right there.
That was kind of loaded, but yeah. That was my understanding, is that we are dealing with the SOBF now. So, that's what was communicated to the managers.
Here's the standings from the MVABL right now. The Rangers are in first at 14-0. You haven't played them yet, have you?
Rangers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
They're a tough team.
It's a tough team. It was kind of brutal.
What makes them so good?
Hitting. Yeah, their pitching is sub to their hitting, but their hitting is outstanding. We played them in a doubleheader. Thomas Cloud Park. Howfield, and they just kept racking, finding spots in the holes, and just I think they put a hit licking on us. That's for sure.
Well, you got Dayton Wolves, who are you're very familiar with. They're 13-0. The Dodgers come in at 11-2. Wild Boars, Machine, and Knights all at 9-6, and it's kind of parity throughout the entire league, except when you come down to. Yeah, pretty much the entire league is parity. You got like I said, you got the Wild Boars, Machine, and Knights all at 9-6. Red Legs are at 8-6. Orioles are at 7-8. You're at 6-7. The Scouts are at 4-10, and that's where it drops off. The Scouts are at 4-10. The Mariners at 4-11. The Stars at 3-12. Diamondbacks at 1-11, and River Bandits at 0-13. So the umpires for tonight's game, Chris English behind the plate, Demasio Johnson at first base, Eli Rendon at second, and Dane Duncan at third. So we're all set for action as we're waiting for the Miami Valley team to take the field. So your thoughts about an All-Star game? You know, I like having them. You know, I like seeing them. What do the players think? Do they like those? Or
don't let them kid you. If they downplay it, then they're just fibbing you. They love being here. Yeah, it's the same thing that I've learned when you're dealing with these men and their stats. You know, they'll tell you in certain circles, certain small circles, that I don't really care about those stats. But then later on, you get them one-on-one. You go, hey, you're going to give me a hit here, right? So they care. And if they didn't care, they wouldn't be here. So it's okay if they pretend like they don't care about All-Star and stats. But they do, and it just means they love the game.
What do you think about them playing here?
Oh, is there a grander? I mean, short of being on, you know, a MLB field, I mean, this is as good as it gets for the Dayton area. So it's hard. I tell you, it's hard not to call this fifth third. It's taken me a while to call it day air, but that's titleship sponsor, and that's what happens in the corporate world. But my goodness, who doesn't want to? I mean, they still have consecutive sellouts for the Dragons, right?
Exactly.
So all these men that are on this field now, I'm sure they've been to day air field. Where the Dragons play, and I'm sure they've had their families here. And so when you sit in these stands and then you have an opportunity to go out there and touch the grass with your feet, Doug, come on, man. You know, it's just that's what all of us kind of live for.
Now, just think of all the players that have come through here. Not only with Dayton, but also all the teams, the visiting teams, you know, like Albert Pujols came through here. Adam Dunn, you know, probably Hall of Famers right there.
And it's just for those reasons that when you can connect with those stories about having these greats and these legends and even guys that are going to be in the MLB Hall of Fame and you're on the same field that these guys mm-hmm. played on, man, I mean, nobody's going MLB from this group right here right now that I'm aware of, except for maybe the guy who won the home run competition. I heard that he's got some offers or some chances still.
Really?
But, yeah, that's what I've heard. But, you know, most of these guys, they played at a high level, you know, high school, college. Some of them stints, cup of coffee at, you know, Pioneer League and some lower A ball, stuff like that. But they want to be here. They love the game. And they can relish in those stories of those that have come before them.
Well, we're going to take a break. Be back with the first pitch right after this timeout. You're listening to the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League All-Star Game. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, sports fans. You all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Yeah, back here at Thayer Ballpark in downtown Dayton. The Miami Valley team has taken the field, and we'll get that here in just a second. But it'll be Aiden Kelly, Daniel Barhorst, and Sean Phillips due up for the Southwest Ohio team, managed by Mike Barhorst. This is loaded with wolves, right?
Yeah, I counted during the national anthem, and there was seven. And then with Mike Barhorst being the manager, there's eight wolves here. But, you know, they got young this year as compared to last year.
So here we go. Leading it off will be Aiden Kelly. Kelly batting .444 with no home runs and three runs batted in. Batting left-handed, former CJ Eagle will stand in. So sit back and enjoy tonight's game, the All-Star Game with the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League and the SOBF. So here we go, and the first pitch by Boyd is in there for a ball, one ball, no strikes.
Here we go.
Thought they were going to have the scoreboard, but I guess not. Pitch is out in there for a called strike, one ball, one strike. Boyd delivers. Here's the pitch outside for ball two. 2-1 to count. Nice view from up here, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, you sent me a picture earlier, and I'm like, oh, it looks nice. And then I get here, it's like, picture doesn't do it justice.
Exactly. Boyd rocks and fires the 2-1, pitches high for ball three. Three balls, one strike to count to the leadoff hitter, Aiden Kelly, from the Dayton Wolves. Daniel Barhorst on deck. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Three balls, two strikes to count. The dimensions here is 320 down the lines, and it juts out to 338 out to left field. Here's a pitch and a foul ball back under the roof. Count stays 3-2. 338 as it juts out from the foul line. 381 to the power alleys in right left center field. 402 to dead center field. And a nice high wall out in dead center. Here's the windup and the payoff pitch and a ground ball hit to the shortstop. Nolte picks it up, fires over to first, one up, one down.
I can tell you Chris Lever just received that ball at first place for the Southwest Ohio Division. He is normally a third baseman for the Diamondbacks.
Oh, yeah. That'll bring up Daniel Barhorst. Barhorst batting .417 with a home run, 12 runs batted in. He's got seven doubles and two triples.
I was listening to the home run competition earlier, Doug, and I know that Daniel, in addition to his brother Todd, were both in the home run hitting competition. How did Daniel do?
He only had one.
He had one.
I think. Okay. I've got that list here somewhere. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Pitch, second pitch high fastball, one ball, one strike.
Well, it just kind of caught me off guard a little bit. It's like, I know Todd Barhorst is traditionally in all the all-star competitions.
Well, Todd hit four. And yeah. He was in the finals. He'd hit three.
Swing and a miss there. But I just didn't realize Daniel was going to be in the competition, too. I'm like, oh, great, one more Barhorst. They win everything. They're good, though.
There's a windup and a pitch by Boyd.
Pitches just missed.
Two balls and two strikes to count to Boyd. Outfield straightaway. Now, in right field, it's going to be tough out there in right field for the first hour.
Oh, most definitely. It was given the shadow cast earlier, and it's going to be a long time but that shadow creeps out there close enough to where you're even reasonably comfortable. So in the meantime, as a right fielder, you know, you're just using your free hand to kind of block the sun best you can.
Barhorst fouls it back. Two balls, two strikes to count. Sean Phillips on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Grice.
And we probably should have noted, too, Daniel Barhorst was a left-handed hitter, and so they had the outfield shifted just slightly.
And they'll bring up Sean Phillips. Phillips batting .429 with no home runs and 13 runs batted in for the Dayton Wolves. Two down as Boyd delivers. Foul back into the screen. No balls and a strike. Defensively for the Southwest Ohio, or for the Miami Valley team, Chris Lever at first, Alex Kasich at second, Cooper Nolte at short, Anthony Reagan at third, Eric Becker, Dylan Bauer, and Alec Hutzelman, the outfield from left to right. Jeremy, here's a foul ball down the left field side and out of play. I forget the count now.
Well, it's not on the scoreboard.
No.
Let me see if Blue tell us. We'll get caught up this next pitch.
Jeremy Grice behind the plate and Matt Boyd on the mound. Here's a foul ball back into the screen. At least two strikes on the board.
Normally right about now as a manager, Doug, I'd just say, what's the count, Blue? But I can't do that from here.
You can't, no, because they won't hear you.
Right.
Nick Xavier on deck. As Boyd gets the winds and delivers. Ground ball to the second baseman. Picking it up would be Kasich over to first. And that's going to do it for the Southwest Ohio team. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left at the end of a half inning. Southwest Ohio nothing, and the Miami Valley team coming up. You're listening to the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League All-Star Game here on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee,
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Yeah, back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, it's no score as we move to the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Eric Becker, Dylan Bauer, and Rob Pedersen do up for the Miami Valley team. And so leading it off will be Eric Becker. Becker with the Rangers will lead it off. He's batting .392 with a home run, 15 runs batted in coming into this affair. Of course, nothing counts here. Defensively, it goes like this for Miami Valley, or for the Southwest Ohio. Sean Phillips at first, Aiden Kelly at second, Nick Xavier at short, Ben Schooler at third, Joel Turner in left, Dan Borhorst in center, Joey Cherry in right, Parker Liston behind the plate, Matt Pfeffer on the mound for the Miami Valley. Pfeffer pitched five games. He's 1-0 with two saves, 13 and two-thirds innings, giving up five hits, no runs, two walks, 25 strikeouts. So here's his first pitch. Misses high for a ball, one ball, no strikes.
You were mentioning the sun earlier, Doug. So starting center fielder for the Angels, Joey Cherry, has moved over to right field for this All-Star competition. He's got his glove hand up blocking the sun.
And he will be for at least three innings. There's a pitch and a line drive over the head of Xavier. And Becker has the first hit of the game for Miami Valley. He's going to go into second base standing up with a two-base hit.
One hopper came in from Daniel Barhorst, who went to, arranged over in the left field from the center field position, threw it in one hop, and there it is, first hit of the game.
That'll bring up Dylan Bauer. Bauer batting .585 with no home runs and six runs batted in. He's with the Wild Boars. Staring in is Pfeffer. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
I've faced Matt previously in the Wood Bat League, and he's just as dominant, you know, in the Aluminum Bat League.
Here's a stretch by Pfeffer, and he delivers the 1-0 pitch way behind the head of Bauer. Two balls and no strikes to count. Trying to get this gnat sound better, but I can't do so for some reason. Here's a pitch, a check swing. Did
check
he go?
Swing.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, they didn't even have to appeal it. The umpire knew. He made up, home plate umpire made up his mind.
Two balls and a strike to count to Bauer. Nobody out with a runner at second base in Eric Becker from the Rangers. As Pfeffer steps off the rubber. I think they'll like it if the sun goes behind the clouds.
Yeah, but there's not much clouds out today. <No. Doug.
coughs> Here's a pitch by Pfeffer, and a foul back. Count goes to two balls, two strikes. The wind blowing out of the south, looks like, according to the flag up on the Reckwith building, down the left field side.
It's a little difficult to distinguish the Wild Boars uniforms from the Diamondbacks.
Exactly.
Same kind of maroon and white. And they're both on the same team, so.
There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Picking it up with Kelly. Fires over to first. No, did
got
not
him
get him
saved.
In time.
They do now have a rundown.
Now they throw over to third, and they can't get the runner at third. And going down to second is Becker, or going down to second is Bauer, as Becker tried to draw the throw. So. What do you give him, an error or a base hit?
Well, he fell on the way to field the ball. So then when he threw it, he'd
already
threw
been
it.
There.
Yeah, he was late. So we got to give that man an error. I'm sorry. Sean Phillips, first baseman, threw the ball across the field in an effort to get the runner in a rundown. He threw wide left of the third baseman, Ben Schooler. And fortunately, the left fielder, Joel Turner, was making up ground coming in. And he backed that ball up, saved that run.
Here's Rob Pettersson standing in from the Rangers. Pettersson batting .452 with no home runs, 12 runs batted in.
Left-hander.
A left-hander. Here's a swing and a miss, strike one. The ball's in a strike, runners at second and third with nobody out.
Nobody out.
As we already got action down in the Southwest bullpen.
Yeah, we do. Oh, Doug, there's a squirrel. Did you invite him?
Oh, no, he's getting a good view of it.
He's got the best view in the house.
Foul tip. He was sitting there. He was sitting on one of the chairs for the.
Was he
for the national anthem?
Oh, good. He looks like a regular resident then, huh?
Yeah, probably is. Excellent. What the heck are these guys doing here at Dayton tonight here?
Where's my peanuts? I need more fans.
No balls and two strikes account to Rob Pettersson from the Rangers. On deck, Cooper Nolte.
Second also baseman, Aiden Kelly deep.
Check swing, or ball went inside. One ball, two strikes.
First baseman Sean Phillips about two steps behind the bag, so they're certainly playing him to pull hard.
There's a stretch by Pfeffer, and it delivers, and a line drive out towards right, but that is going to hit the netting and fall foul.
Down into bullpen where they're warming up. Here, Doug. Oh, you got the binoculars. I was getting ready to ask you for the binoculars, and you're already on it. There's that seasoned veteran announcement coming in already.
Down there is number 34. And that would be Will Bowman from the Dodgers. Here's a ground ball up the middle and into center field. Here comes one run in. Becker comes in. Bauer comes in, and it's 2-0.
Just kind of a lazy dribbler that fell just in front of second base, rolled on out to the charging Daniel Barhorst, and there was nothing he could do. Kind of a slow roller after that. Both runs scored.
Still nobody out.
Meeting at the mound, though, Parker Liston, the catcher, out to speak with pitcher Pfeffer. Say that three times real fast.
No. Cooper Nolte will stand in. Nolte batting .524 with two home runs and 23 runs batted in.
Right-handed hitter, playing him pretty much straight away.
2-0 is our score as we play here in the bottom of the first inning. They're going to play nine. Usually during the week it's seven, but they got lights here. Here's a foul ball back over
us.
Our.
Yeah.
So nobody out, two runs in here in the bottom of the first inning with Pettersson standing over at first base.
Pettersson being held on by Sean Phillips from the Wolves.
Ben Schooler. Even with the bag at third base. Here's a stretch by Pfeffer and the 0-1 pitch. He throws over to first as Pettersson gets back safely.
Came in standing. Looks like our warm-up session is done. So we don't know if we'll see him in next inning or not. They may give him a couple more batters. I'm not sure how Mike Barhorst will play that.
You know how all-star games are.
No, there's
foul back, 0-2 the count.
You're going to get everybody in. You're not going to last long. So
no.
It's hard to manage. I've done a handful of them, and it's hard to get everybody worked in.
No balls, two strikes to count.
Still straight away in the outfield.
There's a stretch, and the 0-2 pitch coming plateward. Misses outside, throw down to first.
Back in time, standing up. Sean Phillips with a swipe tag, missed him. Runner was in there.
A ball, two strikes with nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning, two runs in.
Like to have known what their signs that they gave today. You know, each of these teams have different signs, and then when you get out here in the All-Star game, you get a different set of signs.
There's a fly ball heading out towards Cherry and Wright. He's underneath it, has it. So there's one down.
Joey Cherry from the Angels. How about that guy? notching an out in the book. Normally a center fielder for Angels, playing right field today for the All-Star game. Thanks for being here, Joey.
Anthony Reagan standing in. Reagan batting .373 with three home runs and 15 runs batted in for the Xenia Scouts. One down here in the bottom of the first inning. Runner at first, and here's the pitch. In there for called strike one.
I don't know if Pettersson is a threat to steal. He's had several opportunities already, but I was starting to allude to the signs, and it's difficult to try to remember your signs for a one-game event. I think we're still there, Doug.
Yeah, we're still here.
All right.
I'm just trying to get this thing over. Trying to get that sound in there. I was thinking about bringing my wireless, but Pfeffer delivers the 1-1 and fly ball.
Popped up.
Right behind the plate, but that's going to fall into the lower deck.
I think it was about four rows up or so. I'll check with one of the angels that I know is listening, and we'll get some feedback on our output there, Doug.
I have to go with what we got here. One ball, two strikes a count with one down here in the first.
Sun has gone behind the clouds.
Ground ball hit to
double play situation.
Xavier second over to first.
Not in time.
Not in time. But Xavier gets one out. It goes 6-4 on the put out.
Fielder's choice.
That'll bring up Alex Hutzelman from the Knights. Hutzelman batting 516 with no home runs and 17 runs batted in. Hutzelman batting right-handed will stand in with two downs and a runner at first base in Anthony Reagan. When I say, think of Reagan, I think of the Blue Bloods TV show. Here's foul back as Reagan was running.
Reagan was off, and he had a good, both a good jump and good speed. But the foul ball, I knew the catcher in Jeremy Grice. No, I take that back. I'm sorry that Jeremy Grice is catcher for the other side. We're looking at Parker Liston.
So Pfeffer getting the sign from Liston. Checks the runner over at first base.
Sun back out. Joey Cherry has his glove blocking the sun here again, right field. Throw over.
One thing about this league, they do not have the pitch clock, and they can throw over as many times as they want to.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, we got enough going on. Our crowd's not that anxious.
Pfeffer sits, fires over.
It's a quick throw over. Obviously, he's a threat. What are his steals on the season again, Doug?
Let's see, who is it? Reagan has 13 steals on the year.
There you go.
There's a line drive out towards left, and right there to the left fielder in Joel Turner. And that's going to do it for Miami Valley here in the first inning. They do get two runs on two hits. There was an error and a runner left, and at the end of an inning of play, it's Miami Valley 2 and Southwest Ohio nothing. Back after this timeout, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. We now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Yeah, back here at Day Air Ballpark. 2-0 is our score. It'll be Nick Xavier, Ben Schooler, and Parker Liston do up for the Southwest Ohio team. Xavier coming in batting 579 with two home runs and 15 runs batted in. He was the winner of the home run hitting contest this afternoon. He had seven of them. There's a pitch. Oh, and that hits him right in the head.
Oh, my. He's all right, though. He's making his way down the first baseline.
You don't like to see that hit in the head at any level.
No, and when I coach travel team 15U, and some of these kids, ball comes in head height, and some of the dugout on one side or the other will yell, "Wear it." Well, nobody wants to wear a ball in the helmet.
No.
So I try to remind these kids, we're not trying to encourage people to wear a ball in the helmet.
That'll bring up Ben Schooler. Schooler batting 422 with a home run, 15 runs batted in.
Schooler spent some time with the Angels.
There's a pitch high for a ball, one ball, no strikes.
Doing amazingly well as a pitcher in this league. He's got a big, giant, looping curveball that just really gets guys out on their front foot. He's got a ton of strikeouts.
Runner getting a good lead over at first base with Xavier. Here's the pitch and a foul back into the screen. One ball, one strike. Now the board's working. Outfield straight away. Sunlight is kind of a hazy sun right now.
It is. It is. And we don't even have Canada to blame for that.
No, not yet anyway. Here's a stretch, or here's a pitch by Boyd. Or no, that's not Boyd out there anymore. New pitcher for the Rangers.
We knew it would happen fast. We've missed it already. Who we got in there?
Number 14. That is.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
Schooler.
Strike two. Or two balls, two strikes. I don't have a 14 for the Rangers in here.
I'll help you.
Here's. Have to get on the website. Hang on. Here's a ground ball. Nice. Into left field for a base hit.
Right up the 5-6 hole. Runner turns from second, heads into third. Throw in from left field, not in time.
So Xavier goes all the way first to third. And I have a 14 on their roster.
And it looks like the Southwest Division is knocking on the door. Runners on the corners. And just one out.
Nobody out.
There it is. Yeah, excuse me. You're right. I see that now.
So that'll bring up Parker Liston. Liston from the Mariners.
Catcher.
Batting 378 with four home runs and 10 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Pitch gets away from the catcher. Here comes a run in from Hall, or for earned from third is Xavier. And it's now 2-1. That is Saylor out there on the mound for the Rangers.
Good. Glad you found that.
It's held on the back of the shirt.
So pitcher comes set here.
Brandon Saylor. He's making, here's a fly ball.
Towering ball. Short left field.
That drew some rain.
And in was the left fielder for an easy kind of can of corn.
Then I bring up Iverson Ventura from the Dodgers. Ventura batting 351 with two home runs and 11 runs batted in. He's got three doubles and a triple. Pitching is Brandon Saylor. He's been out there four times. He's 4-0 on the year. 21 innings pitched. He's given up five hits, four runs, three earned. He's walked 11 and struck out 27. He's got a 1.29 ERA.
Very impressive. First pitch.
Here's a fly ball out towards left. Underneath it is Becker, and there's two down.
Kind of a looping liner. And for some reason, Ben Schooler thought there was two outs, and they doubled him off.
So that goes 7-4?
Yeah. 7-4 on the pickoff, and Schooler's walking in from the third base coaching box with Mike Barhorse, and I don't know if Mike's going to put his arm around him or give him a big noogie. I'm not sure.
So that's going to do it for Southwest Ohio in the second. A run on a hit. There were no errors and nobody left on. And at the end of inning and a half, it's the Miami Valley 2 and Southwest Ohio 1 back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Now back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton. Yeah, we've done a lot of games. We've done over 2,300 games, and I tell you what, I've loved every minute of it. You know, doing this, and doesn't matter what it is. It could be a Little League or Little League team, or it could be the Flyers baseball or Central State football and basketball, but I love it.
I know you do, Doug, or you wouldn't have done my son's county sixth grade county championship football game for my son's sixth grade football team in Clark County. You were there for that. I got pictures of that, and that's awesome. I appreciate you doing that. That's how you roll, Doug.
Yep.
We got a new pitcher.
Jeremy Grice to the plate. He's batting .235 with no home runs and a run batted in.
He's the catcher for the Miami Valley Division.
There's a line drive out towards center field right at the center fielder, and there's one down.
Looks like Daniel Barhorst is still the center fielder out there.
So on the mound now is Will Bowman from the Dodgers. He's been on the mound five times. He's 1-2 on the year. 25 and two-thirds innings, given up 24 hits, 12 runs, three of them earned. He's walked 11, struck out 25, and has a 1.05 ERA. And here's Chris Lever standing in from the Diamondbacks.
As I said earlier, Chris Lever is a move over from the Woodbat League. Normally a third baseman for the Diamondbacks, now playing first. Another pitch.
He's outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Lever playing first base for the Diamondbacks tonight. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball, 2-1.
Whoop. And I don't see any other defensive changes for the Southwest.
That's your job for tonight.
After it's going to be challenging here because when they come in, it's going to be quick. It'll be hard to keep up with.
Three balls and a strike to count to Chris Lever with Alex Kasich on deck. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards left field. Going back as the left fielder, he's got it. Two down.
Didn't take the best angle on that ball, the left fielder, Joel Turner, but he managed to get his legs underneath him and caught that ball as he was moving back towards the left field fence.
They'll bring up the Orioles' Alex Kasich. Kasich batting .349 with no home runs and nine runs batted in. I guess everybody's going to get at least one time a bat, maybe two.
Well, I'm looking at this pitcher's list, and I don't see how any way in the world that we can get all these guys in. But, you know, that's a manager problem. That's not my problem tonight.
There's a pitch and a foul ball back this way. Look out.
That's about the closest one, too. I wonder if the squirrel's okay.
Ah, he got out of here.
Okay. The kids are all over that ball.
A ball and a strike count to Kasich. Two down here in the top bottom of the second inning. 2-1 is our score. Here's a pitch. And a ground ball this time to the second baseman. Kelly went right through the wicket, and Kasich is on with an error.
Yeah, he was down and ready in position, but he must not have left his glove down long enough. It kind of glanced off of his glove, just ever so slightly, rolled out into just the middle of short center field. He was able to recuperate, but nonetheless, that's the second error of the evening for Kelly.
That'll bring up Eric Becker, who doubled his first time up, scored the first run of the game for the Miami Valley. As Bowman looking in. Nobody warming up on either side, so we may be okay. Here's a pitch. Misses low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. I keep saying, and I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I don't know how many times you've been over here to Day or Ballpark, even when it was Fifth Third, but it doesn't look as old as it is. Here's ground ball to Xavier over to second, and that's going to do it. 6-4 putout. So, no runs. No hits. There was an error and a runner left. And at the end of two complete here at Day Air Ballpark, it's Miami Valley 2 and Southwest Ohio 1. Back after this.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
We move to the top half of the third inning, and back out on the mound is Brandon Saylor.
So, headed to the plate, representing Springfield Angels, Joey Cherry.
I thought I'd let you go ahead and do that anyway.
I appreciate that, Chuck. I wasn't going to miss that opportunity, as I am the manager and co-founder, along with Dennis Fry, for the Springfield Angels. This is our 13th year.
I thought he was coming up here.
Yeah, he said he would. He'll be along, okay. I'm sure.
So Joey Cherry standing in, batting 360 with no home runs and 5 runs batted in. Playing right field here in this one. There's a pitch to Cherry. Misses low and outside for ball. One ball, no strikes, the count.
The beauty of Cherry is not only is he hitting for average right now, but he also draws a lot of walks.
Here's the pitch, and a ground ball right to the second or short third baseman. There he throws it over as Reagan gets Cherry out. One up, one down.
Chris Lever applied the tag there to Cherry.
That'll bring up Joel Turner. Turner standing in.
Cherry hit the ball hard and just hit it one hop to the third baseman. Eric Becker made a great play.
Turner batting 350 with no home runs, 6 runs batted in. Takes the first one for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
I'd like to know what the radar is on this young man, Will Bowman.
Oh, they don't have it on. Otherwise, it'd be up there on his board.
Yeah, I realize it, but he's probably the hottest arm here yet tonight so far.
2 balls and no strikes to count to Joel Turner with Aiden Kelly on deck. There's a windup in the pitch. Check swing did not go. 2-0 the count.
They made an appeal to the third base umpire. He said no.
Said, nope, didn't do it. Not a bad crowd here for this All-Star game.
All these fans are first-hand family, I'm sure.
And Turner goes down to first base with a walk. That'll bring up Aiden Kelly. He grounded out to short his first time up.
And the left-handed hitter. Wolves have a lot of lefties in their lineup.
Here's a stretch by Saylor. Looks over at first, and he fires. This is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
Relatively short lead. First base.
Saylor sets. Looks over at first. Runner not getting that big of a lead over there. Kelly pitches inside for a ball. Oh, Kelly's up now. I'm sorry.
Right fielder for the Miami Valley, playing them a little deep to pull.
Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three. 3-0 the count to Aiden Kelly. Turner on it first with one down. Here's a stretch and a pitch. And if we're called strike one, 3 balls and a strike. A lot of games coming up on Sunday if you want to go out and catch an adult game. Brings me back to the days of watching the games down at Howell Field. Here's a pitch. It's a ground ball to the third baseman. Over to second for one, and that's all they're going to get.
Kelly does get down the line pretty good, so no chance of a double play there, but a fielder's choice.
That'll bring up Daniel Barhorse, who struck out swinging his first time up. Daniel Barhorst standing in. He had a home run in the home run derby. Todd had six home runs, and Nick Xavier won it with seven. There's the list.
Oh, yeah.
I know I had it somewhere. Saylor delivers and uncorks one. Ball goes over Grice's head about 6 feet. And Kelly goes down to second base. I don't think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar could hit that.
No, there wasn't anybody going to get that one.
One ball and no strikes to count to Daniel Barhorse, the center fielder. There's a stretch by Saylor. He looks back at second base. Kicks and fires. Pitches in there for a called strike. The umpire.
Breaking ball broke from the outer half. In on the left-handed hitting Barhorse.
One ball, one strike count to Barhorse with two down here in the top half of the third inning. 2-1 in favor of Miami Valley. Here's a stretch and look back at second base. Here's a pitch. Misses low inside for a ball.
Good stop by Jeremy Grice, catcher.
2 balls and one strike.
Chris Lever, first baseman, is very deep. Certainly playing him to pull.
Here's the stretch and the 2-1 pitch. His Saylor looks back a couple of times back to second base.
So Will Bowman has definitely got the arm. He's bringing the heat, the mustard, the ketchup. He's bringing it all. But there are some control issues here.
New pitcher warming up in the bullpen. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one.
That was just pure mano a mano right there. That was a challenge pitch by Bowman. Hard fastball and Barhorse with a heck of a swing on that.
In the bullpen for the... There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. And that's going to do it.
You don't see that much.
That's a second strikeout, and that's going to do it for Southwest Ohio. No runs on a hit, no errors. Or no runs, no hits, no errors. Runner left at the end of 2.5. It's Southwest or Miami Valley 2, Southwest Ohio 1 back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports.
From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Yeah, back here at Day Air Ballpark, we move to the bottom of the third. Delman Bauer standing in. He reached on an error by Kelly in the first and scored the second run of the game. Takes first pitch outside and high for ball one. It's pitching a foul back. Warming up in the bullpen was Marcus Hall for the Rangers. And he'll come in probably in the next inning. It looks like Saylor's already out of his game jersey already. Wearing shorts. Pitches outside for a ball. 2-1.
I want to add a point of clarification. I had made reference to last inning's pitchers. Will Bowman, and that was Brandon Saylor that was having a little bit of command problem, but he did get the ball across the plate when he needed to and got the out, so my apologies.
2 balls and 2 strikes to count to Dylan Bauer of the Wild Boars. Here's a pitch and a check swing.
Peel down to first.
Did not go. Count is 3 balls and 2 strikes. You know what gets me is if there's an umpire standing out of second base and you got a runner at first base, and the batter swings, and they ask for an appeal. How in the world can he see that at second base?
Yeah, it makes you wonder who he's watching.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the windup and the pitch. A liner out towards
left
field, and it gets in for a base hit. So Bauer is on for the second time, only this time with a base hit. And that'll bring up Rob Pettersson.
Yeah, just a nice little line drive. Right in between the shortstop and the left fielder.
Pettersson reached on a single his first time up, was thrown out at the front end on a fielder's choice. So he was forced out at second on a fielder's choice by Anthony Reagan.
And well, got a decent lead here.
Yep.
So Schooler playing just a step in front of third base. Throw over. Back in time.
So Bauer getting a good lead over first with Barhorst holding, or Phillips holding him on.
Yeah, I think we have the same arm warming up again out in the bullpen. There's the runner goes.
Here's a fly ball heading out towards center field. Barhorst camping underneath it. And there's one down.
And the runner ran three quarters of the way to second base.
And he hightailed it back there in a hurry.
And he had to come back. Yes, sir.
Bunch of kids coming in out down in the right field way.
Yeah, and it looks like we've got some. Got a new arm warming up over on the Miami Valley third base side as well. Bullpen.
Here's a pitch. Runner goes and safely down to second base is Bauer.
Yeah, that probably has to go in as a defensive indifference. There was absolutely no effort made for a throwdown.
Well, Bauer's got 20 stolen bases on the year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to remember that.
Here's the pitch. A fly ball.
Popped up in the infield.
Phillips underneath it. Has it. There's two down.
Runner retreats back to second. No play.
That'll bring up Anthony Reagan, who reached on the fielder's choice as he grounded out to short. So two down here in the bottom of the third inning. Miami Valley has 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. The Southwest Ohio has a run, 1 hit, and 2 errors. And both of the errors are on the second baseman. Ground ball to the shortstop. Xavier picks it up, fires over to first.
He's going to be safe.
He's safe. And now
rundown.
Bauer is going to be in a rundown, and it's going to go 3-5-2.
To 2. And the 2 gets him out. He tried to duck around him, but the catcher, Parker Liston, applied the tag, and that ends the inning.
But no runs on 2 hits. No runs on 2 hits. There were no errors. And a runner left on at the end of 3 complete. It's the Southwest Ohio 2 and Miami Valley 1 back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From 2-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From 2-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name.
We'll get to that later. We've got some changes coming up for Miami Valley, as we thought we would. So, coming up to the plate for Southwest Ohio is number 22, and that is...
It's going to be Sean Phillips.
Sean Phillips. There's a pitch. A ground ball to third baseman. Picks it up. Fires over to first. Got him. One pitch, one out.
New first baseman for the Miami Valley Division. That's Jones over there at first base.
I can't tell the third baseman because I can't see his number.
Yeah, it's a dark number on a dark jersey.
Looks like it's 18. Or 16. Here's Nick Nick Xavier.
Shortstop. Up to the plate now, though.
Xavier was hit by pitch. He was hitting the head. He's okay. Here's a pitch. Fly ball out towards center field. Going after the center field. That's going to get past him. That goes all the way to the wall. Xavier's going around first and going to stop at second base with a stand-up double. So Xavier on.
That's just good baseball. Ball rolled all the way to the left center field fence. Defense chased it down. Man standing on second.
Trying to see who this is out there. It's number 3 for the Knights. Zach Gomia.
Where's what position?
Center field.
Okay.
So up to the plate now is Ben Schooler. Schooler singled. And was throwing out 7-4 on the putout. On he forgot how many outs there was.
Yeah, that's rough.
First pitch is outside for ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Xavier at second base. The second hit of the game for Southwest Ohio. Here's a pitch, a swing and a foul at the plate.
That was a wicked breaking ball. It looked like it broke from the moment it left his hand and broke the entire way.
So once again, the pitcher in Marcus Hall will set. That is not Hall. That's Becker out there. That is Joe Becker. Becker make he's pitched 9 games. He's 3-0 with 2 saves, 26 innings. 21 hits, 8 runs, 4 of them earned. 12 walks, 21 strikeouts, 1.38 ERA. Runner goes out of third.
Attempt at third. Throw down by the catcher, not in time.
So Xavier gets a stolen base.
I got the sense that he took that bag on his own without steal being called.
That is, Xavier only has 5 stolen bases on the year. 2 balls and a strike to count to Ben Schooler. Liston on deck. Here's the pitch. Misses outside for a ball. 2-1 the count.
That's Mookie and Wright, isn't it? Holmes? Aaron Holmes? Aaron Mookie Holmes?
No.
It's not?
No.
Well, looks like him moving out there.
That's number 14 out there, though.
Never mind.
Here's the pitch. Ball 4.
Schooler works a walk.
They're bringing Parker Liston. Liston flied out to Wright his first time up. Flew out to Huttleman.
Do we figure out who the catcher was here, Doug?
No.
The straps on the back of his chest protector are covering his number.
It could be Jordan Hanscom.
14. There you go. Yeah. That is him. Yeah. Good call.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Liston. Ball gets away from Hanscom. On one to count. Becker sets and delivers outside for a ball.
Breaking ball. Missed outside.
That's getting a little better out in here in the outfield. I think that's Mookie and Wright, though.
It is?
I think so.
Oh, well, then I take it back. That's who I thought it was.
I thought you said left. Here's ground ball to second baseman. He bobbles it, or shortstop over to second for one. Over to first, not in time.
Run scores.
And a run scores. Ventura scores. Or no, Xavier scores.
Yeah, Xavier scores. So that was a fielder's choice. Pushes the runner out at second base. But that did drive in a run. So we got the left-handed hitter number 22 for the Dodgers, Ventura, at the plate now.
Ventura flied out to right his first time up. Got the ballet score, 2-2.
2-2.
Here's a stretch. And the pitch by Becker. Pitch is in there for a called strike one.
They're playing him straight away in the outfield. I would have thought that left-handed hitter, you want to bring your left-handed left fielder in a little more on this, but they're playing equal depth all the way around.
Here's a stretch by Becker. He throws over to first. Runner gets back in time and Liston. I think that's Mookie out there and left. Yeah.
It was the guy moving like him.
It is. I could tell by the long dreads.
Okay.
There's another member.
Runner goes. There goes. Ball hit to Mookie. Chase it down.
You can't get it. It gets past him. Here comes Liston. He's going to round third. He's going to come into home. And they're not even going to throw it in there as Liston comes in to score. And that makes it now 3-2 Southwest Ohio.
So that was the one hopper that fell in front of Mookie, and I don't think he got the best read on it. I think it kind of froze him for a moment. Then he made a move in on it just a little bit to his left, and ball fell in front of him, and there wasn't much he could do.
Then bring up Joey Cherry, grounded out to Schooler's first time up.
Clouds.
No, I take that back. It was Reagan.
sun behind the clouds a little bit now. It's a little more calm on the field.
Here's a stretch by Becker and pitch to Cherry. It's high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. 3-2 is our score.
Joey Cherry, last up, hit the kind of a liner one hopper to the third base, hit the ball hard, just hit it right at the defense.
Cherry batting right-handed, stands in now. They try to sneak in behind the runner at second. Here's a pitch and a fly ball heading out towards center field, or left field. The fielder has it, and that's going to do it for the Southwest Ohio. But they do get two runs, though, on one hit, or no, two hits. There were no errors, and a runner left on at the end of three and a half. It's Miami Valley, or Southwest Ohio, 4-3, and Miami Valley, 2. I'll get this right one of these days. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. We now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Alex Hustleman will lead it off here in the bottom of the fourth inning for Miami Valley. He flied to left his first time up. The wholesale changes for Southwest Ohio. We'll get to those here in just a second.
Nearest I can tell, we got a battery of Dodgers, new pitcher, new catcher. Try to figure out who that is exactly coming up. But the rest of what I can tell you is Derek Smith from the Springfield Angels is now at first base, and Matt Beinack from the Springfield Angels is now in right field. Pitch?
Pitch called ball, one ball, one strike. Here, you need these?
We'll try it.
There's a windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss by Huntelman. On the mound for the
22 Ventura is on the mound now.
Yeah, just ready to say that.
Sorry.
Ventura, he's pitched five times, 3-1 on the year. Here's a fly ball. Will hit out towards left.
And over his head.
The left fielder's head. Huntelman's going around second. He's going to go in with a stand-up double.
So throw in, cut off by the shortstop. And got a man at second here with nobody out.
Huntelman at second. That'll bring up the catcher, Jeremy
Grist. Yeah.
He flied to center his first time up. 3-2 is our score. Three runs, three hits, two errors Southwest Ohio. Two runs, five hits, no errors by Miami Valley. There's a ground ball, second. Pick it up. Fire over to first. Two down. Or one down. That is number 27 out there. And Luke Carnegis of the Dodgers out of second base. That'll bring up Chris Lever. Lever flied out to right his first time up. Representing the Diamondbacks. They'll be turning the lights on here pretty soon.
I would think so.
You really can't tell they're on either. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Fire over the first. Two down. And a run scores. Now we're tied up at 3-3. That'll bring Alex. Got a new hitter.
Number seven.
That is I don't know who that is.
It's not
for the Orioles.
Well, he hit the ball. We know that much.
And it's going to drop in there for a base hit.
Short center, right center field. Both center fielder, right fielder, Bynack converged on it, but there was nobody going to get that ball. That was pure base hit.
Okay. He's with the Orioles. That is Alexander Kasich.
Okay.
So he gets a base hit. And that'll bring up Eric Becker. Here's a stretch and a pitch. This is low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Once again, Ventura sets, looks over at first, and fires. Swing and a miss, strike one. That is not Becker, that is number 23. Pitches inside for a ball. 2-1 to count.
So Ben Schooler out of the game at third base, and in his place, number 33, Elijah Gilbert at third.
There's a ground ball. That is. Let me have this for a second.
Oh, sorry. Though.
That is enough out there on hitting for Becker.
And I think we should have our listening audience understand that right about now is that we don't have insight as to what managers are putting in, who they put in the game in between innings. So as they run out there, we have to figure it out.
I think this might be Marcus Neff. Throw over the first, runner back safely, and Kasich.
Derek Smith holding the runner on.
There's a stretch and the pitch and a fly ball. Well hit out towards center field. Going back as a center fielder. And he is not going to get it. And it's going to go over the wall for a ground rule double. So Kasich will have to stop at second. Neff at first. Or Kasich at third. Neff at second. And that will bring up.
So Devin ground ball double, runner goes back to third. He could have scored. Yeah, Devin Bowles from the Diamondbacks now at the plate. Have a meeting on the mound.
So Bowles will stand in, replacing Dylan Bauer.
Ventura, the pitcher for the Dodgers.
Bowles batting 462 with no home runs, 5 runs batted in. He's got 3 doubles to his name. Ventura delivers, and a ground ball hit to the shortstop. He's going to pick it up, fire over the first, and not in time as first baseman drops it.
No, he one-hopped that in there, Doug. So, I mean, Derek Smith could have saved him, but he didn't. The ball short-hopped Smith. I think you have to put that error on the shortstop. He also hesitated after he fielded the ball. It was going to be hard to get to begin with. He had to charge it quite hard, but time he picked it up, hesitated, and threw across the field, he short hopped it. It's an error.
There's a pop up coming.
Ventura, the pitcher, calls everybody off, takes it himself,
and that's going to do it. That was batting was Kyle J. Evans.
Here goes the lights, Doug.
There we go. So that's going to do it for the Miami Valley here in inning number three or four.
Four, yeah.
So how did he get three runs? Did he get three runs?
They got 5-3 on the scoreboard out there.
I know. Anyway, 5-3 is our score. Back after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Sorry, Doug Brown, we're going to have to wait off. Wait.
I was getting ready to say that. Hey, Doug Brown's talking to us.
Yeah, well, here we go. And leading it off for Southwest Ohio will be number 24 in Joel Turner. Ground ball, base hit into left field, or right field. Turner's on with a base hit.
Mookie picks it up, throws out to the second baseman. Cutoff, ball goes to short, back to the pitcher, and a batter for, looks like, the Mariners.
Kyle Evans will stand in, batting for Kelly. Evans, batting 444 or 440 on the year, with a home run and nine runs batted in. Batting right-handed for the Springboro Mariners. So runner at first. On deck, we got Carnegis.
Breaking ball misses outside on the right-handed hitting Evans.
Strike.
He did?
Yeah.
I take it back. I thought he missed with that.
Here's a pitch by Becker. Swing and a miss, strike two.
That ball was further outside than the previous pitch, and he didn't swing at that one, but certainly got him on a pretty wicked breaking ball.
That ball's two strikes to count to Kyle Evans of the Mariners, wearing the old-style Mariners jerseys, the blue and gold. Here's the stretch in the 0-2 pitch. Runner at first base getting a short lead in Turner. Pitches way outside for a ball. A ball and two strikes. You know, with these new lights here, it makes it a lot brighter.
They come on in a
hurry.
In a hurry, yeah.
I'd like to see Ray get that out there at
Yesna. About $100,000 and we can have it. That was the last estimate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
Becker sets. Looks first and now delivers. This is high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes.
How grand would that be for Gastineau Field to have lights? We could do so much.
Two balls, two strikes a count to Evans. Batting right-handed, playing, I guess he's going to play second base. Maybe first. Here's a pitch. It never called, strike three. So Evans is out. Looking. That'll bring up Luke Carnegis. Carnegis of the Dodgers, batting 320 with no home runs, five runs batted in. Carnegis, okay.
Carnegis.
So Carnegis standing in with the runner at Joel Turner still at first base. Here's a pitch, breaking pitch over for a called strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up this window. Maybe I'll get some better sound.
Carnegis, the second baseman.
One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Well, geez, can I do the same thing?
Probably. Now, they are kind of hard to get open. Called strike three. Carnegie is out on strikes. And that'll bring up a new hitter. Looks like it's number 25 from the machine.
This is interesting. I don't see a 25 here on our list. I do know Derek Smith from the Angels is on deck. There's a ball hit out the left field. Left field is running hard in on it. It's going to be a fair ball. Hits the chalk. And bounces.
I think it's a ground rule double because it hit the net. I think it could have been a ground rule double.
They just threw the ball on the cutoff out into right field. Mookie picks it up. Runner advances to third. There's an error on that play. Don't know exactly who that's going to right now.
I think going to call that back. I think when the ball hit, it hit the chalk and it hit the screen.
Hit the chalk into that. So the umpires are getting together. Did we lose an umpire?
No. All right.
Oh, they're there. Okay. All right. I only saw three to start. We got four out there. Yeah, they're converging. They're definitely going to figure it out.
I think they're going to send the guy back to second and one to third.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm also going to use this opportunity to try.
You got to open it up.
Move
there.
This window, just like you did, Doug.
It is hard to open up. That is for sure.
Yeah, it was unlocked.
You got it up a lot easier than I did.
Okay.
So they're going to send the runner back to second base. That's going to be a ground rule double.
You know, looking through this net, the safety net that were put up and installed in major league and minor league parks all around the country a few years ago, it's hard to pick up the players' numbers. So moving that window out of the way is helpful.
So going back to third is Joel Turner. And out at second base is number 25 for the machine. And naturally, they don't have a number 25 out there. So
I didn't
see it.
Probably
Caden Smith.
I do know that Derek Smith is up at the plate for the Angels.
I'll let you call this one.
Very good. Derek competed in the home run derby competition. That's going to be a ball outside in the dirt. Smith takes ball 1-0.
Smith batting .333 with two home runs, 13 runs batted in. You probably knew that, though.
I did know that. That's why we sent him to the home run competition.
5-3 is our score. Pitch is outside for a ball.
Ball in the dirt again. Not even an attempt for that. But his breaking ball is just not working. The placement's off. So Smith's a pretty imposing figure, about 6'2", 6'3". He's a police officer, Springfield City police officer.
Pitches outside, 2-0.
Those guys are always staying fit.
His son was throwing in the home run derby, and that kid had to be on as high as a kite on that.
Yeah, Maddox's son was very excellent ball player himself, and I think Maddox was about 13 years old. But yeah, he threw to his dad in the competition, and you know how much better can you make that than the son throwing to the dad for a home run hitting competition?
Here comes Nick Wisman to the plate.
Smith walked on four pitches,
so Wisman coming in, and I don't see him on the list here. Oh, there he is. Batting .409 with two home runs, 10 runs batted in. Takes first one pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes.
Did you see his number?
Nine,
thank you. Wisman, one of the Wolves.
Pitches in there for called strike one.
Now the pitcher seems to have his breaking ball working. Froze Wisman.
Wisman went to Chaminade Julien, now is a pitcher for the University of Dayton Flyers. He's a sidewinder. Started a game for the Flyers in the tournament. Swing and a miss, strike two. A ball and two strikes to count.
Bases loaded here. We had to face Wisman last year, and it was hard for people to time up that sidewinding pitch.
One ball, two strikes to Wisman. Swing and a miss, strike three. They got him.
Left the bases loaded. But, you know, I think he makes his keep more so as a pitcher than he does as a hitter right there. You could kind of see.
Yeah. No runs on two hits. There was no errors. Three runners left at the end of four complete. Wait a minute here. Now after four and a half. 5-3 is our score. Scoreboard was a little slow. All right, we'll be right back after this and get our minds back together. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Yeah, back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, 5-3 is our score. 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for Southwest Ohio. Miami Valley, 3 runs. Oh, wait a minute. That ain't right, is it?
I just got word from visitor side, the Southwest Ohio side, that they've got the score wrong on the scoreboard.
Okay. Foul back out of play.
And so one of the angels in the dugout just texted me, but I'm not...
I think
I'm
it's
not
5-2.
Control the scoreboard that's in the next room over, but they've got 4 runs is what the first base side Southwest Ohio division group is saying, that it's 4 runs for the home team and 3 runs for the visiting Southwest Ohio division.
Zach Gomea to the plate.
I don't know if we said Ben Schooler is now on the mound for the Southwest Ohio division.
Gomea standing in for Nolte. 1-1 to count.
But we still have 33 Elijah Gilbert at third.
Here's a pitch, a swing and a miss, strike two.
Second baseman Luke Carnegie and Derek Smith at first base. Got to find out who's at shortstop.
That's Wisman.
Okay, thank you.
Foul back. Count stays 1-2. All-star games, you got to love them. In and out, all over the place.
It's hard to keep up with these guys. It really is.
So Gomea standing in, batting right-handed, wearing number 3 on his back in the green and gold of the Knights. Here's the pitch by Schooler. Breaking pitch stays high for 2. 2-2. So you say it's 4-3 then, right?
Yes, that's what I was told from the Southwest Ohio Division, the away team.
Okay, so Neff didn't score then.
They're saying.
There's a pop-up in the infield. Third baseman calling for it. Has it. 1 down.
Elijah Gilbert underneath that.
That'll bring up a new hitter.
Number 5, Peterson.
Wait a minute here.
No, it's not new. He's been up.
I know he has. He was batting third. He ended up. I don't understand what's going on here. Reagan's supposed to be up.
Well, you know what?
Here's a ground ball right past the second baseman.
Do you remember they got the runner in the rundown?
Yeah.
Is that how we ended the inning, so he came up again?
The Gomea just batted. Did he bat for Bowles?
No, there's Bowles up now.
That's not Bowles.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I don't know what the heck's going on. Batter's number 22, and that is
Alex Schulke? Or
I have no idea. For the Boers.
Yeah, well, it's either Alex Schulke or Troy Filo.
No, can't be that. Let's see what we get here. Foul back, number 32.
32. That's gonna okay. Would that make it Jason Combs?
Okay. So he's batting for Hunselman. Runner at first base, Pettersson.
So that's Combs in.
And Combs is batting now for Hunselman, I think.
He's at 32 at-bats, scored 10 runs, 14 hits, three doubles, 14 RBIs. He's got three walks, three strikeouts, and six total bases with a .438 batting average, .438 batting average. That's getting it done.
Two balls and two strikes to count. To Combs. Action down in the bullpen to our right is Nick Xavier. There's a fly ball out towards right field. That's going to get down for base hit. Pettersson's going to round second. He's going to go into third standing up.
Beinack, the right fielder, fields out on a one hop, comes up throwing, shortstop into second base. Ball back to the pitcher, Schooler, and men on the corners.
That'll bring up number 19 and Nick Antonides. He's at third base. Wait a minute. I have no idea what's going on.
Nick Antonides is number 19.
Batting-wise, I don't know what's going on. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Because Pettersson made the last out of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play and into one of the onto the roof. Bounces down into the lower deck.
Nick Antonides, 41 at-bats, 8 runs. 17 hits, 5 doubles, 16 RBIs, 5 base on balls, 6 strikeouts, and 1 walk with a .415 batting average.
Foul back into the screen, a ball and 2 strikes. On deck is
Holmes.
Holmes.
Yeah.
I almost said Mookie Betts.
That's okay. That just means you follow Major League Baseball.
Yeah, well, that
how many Mookies are there anyway?
There's a fly ball out towards second base, and a nice try by the second baseman.
Luke Carnegas made a heck of an effort, had his glove out extended, made about a half a Superman dive, but the ball missed his glove, or he missed the ball, however you want to call it. He hit the dirt. He made a great effort.
Pettersson scored, so now it's 5-3.
And we want to call that the base hit.
That is a base hit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He went a long ways for that. Aaron Mookie Holmes at the plate now.
Holmes batting for Lever.
Let me see your Googles there, Doug. Thank you.
Oh, got it.
Yep.
Now they got a 6-3 on the board. It's 5-3. Here's foul back out of play. The 0-1 to count to Mookie Holmes. He played for one other team.
Yeah, he did.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Schooler pitches outside for a ball, one ball and one strike.
Mookie played for the Indians
okay.
In the Woodbat League for 2 years.
Here's a stretch by Schooler. Runners at second, first and second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He was way ahead of that one. I think he was looking for a fastball on that one. Sun's still out, but not over the field. Here's a pitch. Strike three. Holmes is out on strikes. And that'll bring up number 14, Jordan Hanscom.
Yeah, the catcher.
Batting for Kasich, runners at first and second with two down. Pitches inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. So Hanscom standing in. All-Star games, like you said, are very confusing. Here's a pitch. And if a called strike to Hanscom. Hanscom batting 378 with no home runs, 12 runs batted in on the season. Pitch is outside and low in the dirt. 2-1. Outfield straight away. So we play here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Here's a pitch and a fly ball out towards center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Here comes a runner rounding third and coming into home. Here comes a play at the plate. And the runner scores and Combs from second base. So great. Runners at first and second again. So runners still at first and second. That'll bring up here's a pitch.
I'm gonna need Jesse him. Jones is the batter. Okay. Number one.
Here's a stretch by Schooler. He looks back at second and delivers a check swing.
Good peel down to first.
Did not go.
Did not.
I'm all screwed up. On.
I know. We're going to have to look into that between innings and see if we can come up. But he either made the last out or...
Breaking pitch over for a called strike.
There had to have been another out. Otherwise, he wouldn't have come up again in the next inning.
Two balls and a strike, the count to Jesse Jones of the Rangers. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. 3-1.
Men on first and second.
Three balls, one strike, the count to Jesse Jones. Runners at first and second with two down. Here's a pitch and a foul back out of play. Count goes to three balls, two strikes, so the runners will be off. As they scramble for it, they're still going to have to throw it back. Schooler staring in at his catcher. Now he sets, looks back at second base.
Middle infield holds the runner on.
Called strike three.
Runners were off, but it didn't make any difference, and he didn't swing the bat, and that's a strikeout. It's a good pitching by Schooler.
So two more runs come in on 1-2-3 hits. There were no errors and two runners left on at the end of five complete. 7-3 is our score. Yep.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Back here at Day Air Ballpark, Noah Bear is on the mound for the Miami Valley.
Yep.
He's 2-2 on the year with one save. He's pitched 32 and a third innings, given up 21 hits, 21 runs, 13 earned. Walked 18, struck out 41, and has a 3.62 ERA. So he will face
I think we got a new second baseman for the Miami Valley Division from the Orioles. Try to find his number.
Sorry, we went off the air, folks. We're doing something different here. Changing Wi-Fi. So, changes galore. Batting now for the Southwest Division is number 33 in Elijah Gilbert.
Number two. Second baseman for the Miami Valley Division, Daryl Carnahan.
So here's the windup in the pitch. But there's a pop-up right side, and that's going to get out of play.
Jones, first baseman, over to get it, but out of play.
That's a scramble for the kids. I don't think they know, but they have to give that back. Matt Dyes is on deck. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high and inside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Here's a pitch by Bear, and fouled back. A ball and two strikes to count.
On base for the Southwest Division, number 13, Matt Dyes.
7-3 is our score, according to his board. 7-11-0. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three.
I've got a second text from the first base dugout that's telling me that the score is 3 for the home team. The Miami Valley Division,
no.
And not 7. Or excuse me, the score is 6, not 7. So Dye's the batter now.
Batting for Ventura. Dye's batting 259 with no home runs and 9 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. This is high and outside for ball. 1 ball, no strikes.
Left fielder very deep on Dye's.
Maybe they've played it before.
They must know something. Center fielder normal, right fielder normal, left fielder pretty deep.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul back out of play. And that's going to come back down. It's going to be a wild scramble for the kids as it's right up here. 1 ball, 1 strike to count. As Bears kicks and fires in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Dye's batting right-handed, playing for the Dodgers. We'll have him on Sunday out at Carroll High School. Here's a pitch and a ground ball to the shortstop. Picking it up.
He's drops it.
After hurry and throws it away.
Dropped it, picked it up again, threw it to first, threw it wide right of the first baseman, and the runner advances on the overthrow.
As it went into the dugout. So that'll be an error on the shortstop. First error by Midwest.
That's on Devin Bowles.
So Bowles is out of short now.
Yep. Still trying to figure out who our left fielder is. We need bigger numbers.
Yell out him, tell him to turn around.
Oh, I see. If only they were that easy.
Yeah. So here we go with, that is not Xavier at the plate. That is not Cherry at the plate. Number 16 and Garrett Wisman for the Wolves.
Yeah, this gets his second time up.
I thought it was his first. Here's a pitch. High and inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Yeah, football season is not that far off.
Oh, no. How do we get into football? You segued from nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Right into football.
Well, a lot of people were. We had that 7-on-7 camp yesterday down at UD.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that.
UD, CJ, and Stebbins.
A pitch came in high, was not gloved, and runner advanced on to third.
So 3-0 the count to Garrett Wissman. Joel Turner on deck. That is not Turner on deck. That would be Matt Beinek. And ball four to Wissman. So runners at first and third with one down. That'll bring up Beinek.
Beinek, number 17 from the Angels, Matt Beinek.
Batting .333 with no home runs, three runs batted in. Runners at first and second with nobody with one down.
Normally, right fielder for the Angels does do some center.
Here's the pitch by Neff. In there for called strike as Wissman steals second.
And there was absolutely no attempt to try to throw him out with a runner on third. So Beinek with men in scoring position. He chased the ball high. Were we a 1-1, Doug?
0-2.
Oh, he went 0-2. He's got to protect now.
Here's the pitch. Just misses low for a ball. 1-2.
Matt Beinek's also a Springfield City police officer.
How many police officers play in this league for you guys?
We have three. We got a doctor, and we had a fireman. We had all your normal occupations covered there. Nice having a doctor on the field, too.
Who's that?
Kinsella.
Okay. Here's a ground ball to the...
The pitcher does get over to cover. Just barely got him out, but there's an RBI out of that. So Beinek gets the runner in. Nearly legged that out. I wasn't sure the pitcher covering was going to get there, but he did. So
it's now 6-4. Maybe we'll tell the scoreboard operator.
Yeah. I'll try to sneak over there.
Okay.
In between.
They bring up a new hitter. And Hall. For the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back out of play, coming back this way.
Doink. Doink, doink, doink.
One ball, one strike to count to Hall.
I want to throw a shout out to a college friend, Georgia, listening.
Pitch is high for a ball, 2-1.
Listening in Oregon somewhere. So, greetings. Hello to Georgia.
Two balls and a strike to count to Hall. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes.
Also want to give a shout out to a fellow Angel, good friend Heath Schaefer, pitcher for the Angels, listening down in Florida somewhere. Took off today for vacation. There's a swing and a miss and a strike, and the inning is over. However, the visiting Southwest Ohio Division did get one run. What was the rest of that, Doug?
A run on no hits. There was an error and a runner left. And at the end of 5.5, 6-4 is our score. Back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Now back here at Day Air Ballpark. Now hitting will be Marcus Hall of the Wild Boars, batting 342 with no home runs, 7 runs batted in. We got a new catcher in there. And that would be Garrett Wissman. On the mound is Xavier. And let's see here. Nick Xavier, who won the home run hitting contest, now he's on the mound. So 6-4 is our score. Is that right?
Yes, and I was able to go. I was able to go and check with the operator, and they are aware of it, and he's trying to make an adjustment.
Okay, so 6-4 is our score. 6 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Miami Valley. 4 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Southwest Ohio. And coming to the plate, Marcus Hall from the Wild Boars, batting for Devin Bowles. At least that's what I got. Xavier going from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. So who we got up next? Number 23. Here's the pitch. A swing and a foul. There's two Rangers fighting over it. 1-1 to count. Pitch is outside for a ball. 2 balls and a strike. On deck for the Rangers. Let's see who that is. Let's see as he turns around. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball 3, 3-1. That is Neff on deck. Here's a pitch and a fly ball. In the infield, catcher calling for it. Has it, and there's one down. That'll bring up Hall. And I don't have 23 on either scorecard. Okay.
Thank you.
So they're getting it right then, huh?
Yeah, I was able to get word down to the first base visiting Southwest Ohio side to let them know that the scoreboard operator was aware of the discrepancy, and he's trying to take measures to make that adjustment. Not sure what he has to do.
Pitches high for a ball to Dominic Kuzajanicus.
Kuzajanicus.
That's not him, though. That is Hall on the back of the on his. Here's a pitch by Xavier, up high for a ball. 2 balls and a strike.
Is he here?
Kuzajanicus? No.
Yeah.
No.
Because his dad played with the Angels. Kuzajanicus also a longtime Springfield Giants. Springfield Giants of the 2002 NABF National Championship Springfield Giants.
Okay, Two balls and two strikes to Captain F. Pitches high and outside for a ball. 3-2.
What's his number, Doug?
23.
Thank you.
Last name is Hall on the back of the on his back. So
yeah.
Here's the pitch. Misses low for ball four. So Neff is on. And that'll bring up
Devin Bowles.
Oh, wait a minute here. Something is definitely wrong here. They must have added a couple.
You know what? They might have added a 10-hole.
Yeah, so.
That's probably where that went south, Doug, is they probably added a 10 or 11-hole, which you can do.
There's a fly ball out towards left. Oh, almost. Nice, almost a nice catch.
Yeah, second baseman was headed out to that ball out in short right center field, just barely over his glove. Matt Beinack, the right fielder, came in, got the roller, brought it back in. Got two men on now. Captain for the home Miami Valley division, Nick Gilmore.
Now who's he hitting for?
He's a Ranger, Pedersen? Right?
Yeah. I think he's hitting for Pedersen. 0-1 to count to Gilmore. Runner at first and second.
21, Nick Gilmore, 45 at-bats, 15 runs, 19 hits, 3 doubles. Ball outside. 1 home run, 22 RBIs, 10 base on ball, 13 stolen bases, and a 4.22 batting average.
Almost looks like that Altuve from Boston.
Yeah, he's got the big beards, kind of a short stature guy.
Fly ball out to Wisman out at shortstop.
He went out to short center field to get that ball. Nice play. So captain of the home team, Gilmore, putting himself in the game, which I would expect he'd done. He's got all the stats for it.
So now we got coming up Kyle J. Evans of the Wild Boars.
You mean to run that one down, Doug?
Huh?
36 at-bats, 14 runs, 12 hits, 6 doubles, 1 home run, 12 RBIs, 5 base on ball, 3 strikeouts, really good, 2 stolen bases, and a 333 average.
Xavier Setz looks back at second base. Runners at first and second with 2 down. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Betting for Gomez up next.
That's going to be hard for you, Doug. I think they added somebody at the bottom, and I think that's what messed you up.
Yeah, there's a fly ball left side, and that's going to be out of play into the first row of seats. There's a bounced in.
Still 2 men on, 2 out. And we're kind of getting into the twilight of the evening.
The lights are taking effect, though.
Lights are definitely taking effect, and still relatively bright out off to the west.
So, Gomez is on deck. Gilmore got out. This is so confusing. Here's the pitch. Grounder.
Chopper.
Slow roller. Wisman can't hang on to it.
He never found the handle. Got the ball in his glove, but couldn't find the handle to pull it out. I don't know if he would have. Umpires are going to get together and have a meeting. Not sure what that's about. I don't know, Doug. How would you score that? He had to go so far for that that even though he bobbled it, I thought that might be a base hit. But what do you think?
I don't know why they're saying it. I don't know why they're.
Yeah, I don't know why umpires are meeting. But they all threw their hands up at the same time.
So Gomez standing in. He's 0-for-1. He flied out to shortstop his first time up. So I'm going to pick it up here in these with Gomia.
That's all you can do?
That's all I can do, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So that was Evans on the batted for Pettersson. Now, Pettersson is batting. I don't know how they can do that. They got strange rules in this one. Is there a re-entry rule? Because Xavier came out. Now he's pitching.
Yes. Okay. But if did he leave the field or he go to a position?
I don't know.
Yeah. If he went to a position elsewhere on the field, then he would not have had to have re-entered. Again, this is one of the...
This is crazy.
What's one of the trials and tribulations of trying to do an all-star game with...
Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's going to do it for... That's going to do it for the Miami Valley team. They get no runs on a hit. No errors and a runner left on at the end of... Five complete, or after the end of six, seven, or 6-4.
6-4.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer.
Yeah, back here at Bay Air Ballpark, it's all-star time. We got a new catcher and number 21 and Nick Gilmore. So Gilmore be behind the plate.
Speaking of all-star time, looks like the National League won an all-star game for the first time in 9 years, or nine games.
So here we go, and who we got up now?
Well, it's a Mariner, 44, Evans.
Now, wait a minute. They must have added some guy at the end there.
He's already hit once.
I know. But he's batting in the top of the seventh inning, and there was a guy who must have come up in the bottom of the...
Well, you know what? The other thing is
pitches in there for a called strike one.
What number is he in the lineup?
Batting first for Kelly. And then Gordon.
In the leadoff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a pitch by Bear. It's up high for a ball. One ball and one strike.
Well, I know he struck out looking last time.
Yeah, in the fifth. Here's the pitch.
Nice breaking ball.
Strike two.
Yeah.
One ball and two strikes a count.
Still have Noah Bear on the hill.
There's a windup and a pitch by Bear. Breaking pitch stays outside. Two balls and two strikes a count. Time called by Evans. Gordon on deck. I wish it was some way that we get word.
Yeah, I know.
pitches high for ball two, or ball three, 3-2.
Jason Combs, the shortstop, in for the home team, Miami Valley.
Call down to the dugout and see if they added somebody at the bottom of the lineup. Called strike three to Evans.
That's his second called strike three. I know he's going to be salty with himself.
Gordon now batting for Carnegie. At least that's what I got. Pitches in there for a called strike one. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. 6-4 is our score. Here's a fly ball. Little loop route towards center field, and he couldn't catch up to it.
Coming hard was Zach Gomica.
So Gomia could not come up with it.
He could not. Gomia, sorry.
So that puts runner at first base with the base hit.
He did everything he could do, though.
Now here comes number 25 for the machine.
And that's the same problem we had before.
Yeah, well, they got to start putting names. I think by the time this time of the year, they should have all names and numbers on the roster.
Yeah, it's making it very challenging here.
Yep. On one account, here's a pitch by Bear and a ground ball right past the first baseman. Gets off his glove and going to second base and holding there will be Gordon.
He got a partial glove on it, enough to slow it down, knock it down, keep it from going out into right field. That did hold the runner at second. So
that will bring up
Derek Smith. Derek Smith. I did not realize when we put our all-star selections together that we were sending two Springfield City police officers. So, you know, if a riot breaks out, we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Runners at first and second with one down here in the seventh. Pitches outside for a ball.
Smith walked on four straight pitches last at bat, so this is his fifth ball in a row.
So here's a stretch by Bear, and he pop up back out of play, coming back this way.
Oh, Doug! Hey, that's us. Thanks, Derek. I'll sign that and throw it back in. Here, let me sign it too, Doug. Here, let me see your pencil. That's great.
We'll get it back to you in a second here. But you got to take it back to the first base, okay? Take it over to the first base side. Take it out of the first base dugout, okay? Yeah.
Yeah, let them know Coach Webb signed it, okay? Coach Webb, let them know Coach Webb signed that for him.
That is the first time in all the times I've been coming down here that ball comes back this way.
And the irony of that is that Derek Smith's teammate of mine on the Angels, and that ball bounced right in on us here in the booth. So why not sign it?
And I made the error.
Yeah, you had a chance.
Hey, got it.
You had a chance, Doug. If come in my window, I'd have been ready. I was ready.
That's why I was a lineman in football. I couldn't handle it.
What are we even doing? Are we calling a game here? What's going on?
I don't know what the heck's going on here.
What's the count on
Derek Smith? Smith standing in there, takes the next pitch up high for a ball, two balls and two strikes.
There we go. Thank you. So, visiting side, Southwest Ohio has a chance to score here. Did they get it?
They got it. There's another foul ball coming back his way. Yeah, it's going to pop up into the sweep and back down here. The count stays two balls, two strikes to count.
So Nick Flaker of the Angels is listening. He just gave me an LOL, nice one. But, yeah, it's like, hey, you know, we got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, really. Here's the pitch. A pop-up in the infield. Going forward is the second baseman. And there's two down.
Derek Smith popped out. I hate that. Thanks for listening tonight, Nick.
Yeah, your wife was making too much noise down there the other day.
Oh, was she there?
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, good. That's right. I did see her come in with him. Yeah. Well, she wasn't making too much noise.
Oh, I was just kidding.
Okay.
I was kidding with her there, too.
Okay.
Here's a pitch to Wisman. Coming back this way again.
And it's over us.
I didn't make the error that time.
Still two men on, two out now, though.
As we play here in the top of the seventh inning. We're playing nine. But pitch is in there for a called strike.
Hey, what did they say? Hey, nine. What did they say?
We kind of know each other.
Pitch is high for a ball. One ball and two strikes count to Nick Wisman, I think. Here's a pitch by Baird. Pop-up. Wisman sends it out towards center field. Back onto the center fielder. It hasn't.
Zach Amia was underneath that one. That's three outs. So, the Southwest Ohio Division had two on, could not push a runner in. So, looks like we're going to bottom seven?
Yep, bottom of the seventh inning, back after this.
Manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Yeah, back here at Day Air Ballpark, we moved to the bottom of the seventh inning. I was going to say it's stretch time, but they didn't play.
They didn't.
So a new pitcher on the mound for the Miami Valley.
Number 15.
It's Southwest. I'm sorry.
That's Southwest. So that's David Ernst.
David Ernst.
Of the Wolves.
Yep.
We got a new catcher.
No, that's Wisman. That's Garrett Wisman. He came in last inning. So, crazy changes here in an All-Star game.
Well, that's a product of looking through this net.
Yeah.
Is that six looked like a five. And it's...
So, Ernst is pitching and Wisman is catching.
Oh, well then I'm right.
Yeah.
I got it right. Okay.
Evans is over at first base.
Okay.
So there we go. Pedersen will stand in. And I've given up on this. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
Joey Cherry of the Angels is back in right field replacing Beinack of the Angels.
Pedersen batting right, left-handed. Standing in. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a foul back. One ball, one strike.
Evans of the Mariners is now at first base.
So Peterson will stand back in with the one ball, one strike count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ground ball.
Into
center field for a base hit. So Peterson's on with the base hit. His I don't know. I can't figure this out. That'll bring up Combs. Combs singled his last time up and scored. So another base hit for the home team. Here's a pitch. And they're for called strike one. 14 hits now for Miami Valley.
That's a bunch.
Yep. Six runs, 14 hits and an error for Miami Valley. 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Southwest Ohio. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Hey, you think about it, though. It's double the amount of hits, but there's still only a 2-run differential
yeah.
in the score.
Here's a stretch and a pitch. Ball gets away from Wisman, and Pedersen's going to go down to second base on the wild pitch.
But if you think about it, the first 2 runs of the game were both unearned, and due to one of the errors. So in the visiting side, Southwest Ohio, they do have 3 errors. Runner on second.
Here's the pitch. In there for called strike two.
So we are yet to see Daniel Miller for the Angels yet, I know. He's probably due in the closing position coming up, would be my guess.
Here's the pitch, outside for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes to count to Combs. David Ernst on the mound for the Southwest Ohio. Here's the pitch. Pop up out towards center field.
Straight away.
And the center fielder has it.
He faked a tag. Ball comes into third. Got it in quick. Good arm. Runner stays at second.
Okay, this is the same hitter that was up. Antonitis is up. He walked us in the fifth inning. So Nick Antonitis standing in with the runner at second base. Here's a fly ball out towards right. Going back is Cherry, and he's got it.
Cherry gloves it, gets the ball in quick. Runner does advance, takes off to the third on the tag. Nothing you can do there. Cherry went a long way to get that. About 10 steps off the right field line.
But there's still 2 down, and that'll bring up Mookie Holmes. Aaron Mookie Holmes.
Aaron Mookie.
2 down here in the 7th.
And what did he do his last time up, Doug?
Struck out.
Okay.
Struck out looking.
So Mookie Holmes with a .300 batting average.
Pitches outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Hanscom on deck.
12 hits, 6 doubles, 1 home run, 12 RBIs, 5 base on ball, 3 strikeouts, 2 stolen bases, .333 average for Mookie.
Swing and a miss, strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike. I think I'm back on track here.
Oh, yeah, good.
I think. But then they're going to probably do something crazy here in a minute. Here's the pitch. And look, grounder to the second baseman.
Second baseman's Carnegie's.
Fires over to Evans, and that's going to do it for the.
Yep.
For Miami Valley here in the 7th. No runs on a hit. No errors. A runner left on at the end of 7 complete. 6-4 in favor of Miami Valley back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Back here at Day Air Ballpark, we move to the eighth inning. 6-4 is our score.
Number 17, Brent Cox, the new pitcher in the game for the Miami Valley side.
And coming to the plate is, I don't know.
Number 33 looks like Elijah Gilbert, the third baseman.
That's right, Elijah Gilbert.
Yep. And Nick Gilmore still your catcher.
Okay, here we go.
Looks like we have
Gilbert. Struck out looking his first time up.
Jones back in the game defensively at first base of the Rangers for the southwest side.
Who'd you say was in?
There's Jones back in.
Pitching.
Oh, no, pitching. 17, Brent Cox.
Okay. Pitches in there for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count. To Elijah Gilbert. Here's a stretch and a pitch. In there for called strike two, or strike one.
Brent Cox is the pitcher's appeared in 6 games, 2 wins, no losses. 28 innings pitch, given up 15 hits, 9 runs.
Fell back, hits the top of the screen, and falls right in front of the Southwest Ohio bench.
3 of them earned, 18 walks, 35 strikeouts, and a .96 ERA.
That's pretty dang good.
It is. It is, it is.
Here's a stretch and a pitch. Called strike 3. Gilbert is out on strikes. That'll bring up. What do we got coming up?
On deck.
Supposed to be Dye's coming up.
Looks like there's a little bit of confusion. Beinack was on deck. He's headed back in to the dugout. So I'm not sure who's coming out now.
That's Dye's.
That's Dye's, number 13, Dye's. What level are we on, Doug? What's this level called?
The sweet level.
Sweet, thank you.
There's a pitch. Pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, no strike to Dice. He reached on an error his last time up. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Outfield straightaway. Center fielder in just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 2 balls and a strike. Was Dennis coming up here?
Yeah, I was trying to give him directions.
go that way and then...
all I could do is tell him elevator.
Here's the pitch. Well, tell him to come up here to the second level. Let him in up here. 3-1 to count.
Do we know the number of the third baseman?
It's Nick Antonides.
That is?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Of the Orioles?
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Here's a pitch and a ground ball. Slow roller down third base, but it's going to go foul.
Speaking of Nick.
They've got uniforms in basketball I hate. dark numbers with white trim.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's the reason why I'm asking for the listening audience to know. You have dark numbers on a dark jersey, and it doesn't stand out, so it's very difficult to see.
Well, there was a game I called over at Central State where here's the pitch. Called strike three on dice.
He tried to hold. I don't know if that was on the pitch or on the swing, but either way, he's walking back to the dugout.
There was a game over at Central State. They were playing Slippery Rock and also Salem. And both those teams were wearing black jerseys with dark green numbers and no trim. And I couldn't see the numbers. So I had to see what the girls were wearing to call the game.
That's brutal.
Pitch outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count. To Garrett Wissman. There's a pitch inside for a ball, 2-0. 6-4 is our score. Miami Valley leading it. 6-14-1 for Miami Valley, 4-7-3 for Southwest Ohio. Here's the pitch. Misses high for ball three.
Again, the pitcher for the home side, Miami Valley, Brent Cox.
Cox sets and delivers the 3-0 pitch. It's in there for a cold strike. He could have uncorked one, and probably the umpire would have still called it a strike. Three balls and a strike to count. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away from the catcher, and it's ball four. So Wissman is on.
Another scoring opportunity for the visiting Southwest side. Number 17, Matt Beinack, up for the Southwest side.
He grounded out to the first baseman his last time up. Two down with a runner at first base here in the top of the eighth inning. 6-4 is our score. Pitched in there for a called strike. Got the outside corner.
Beinack's been playing defensively in right field for this All-Star competition. This is Matt's first year. It was quite an honor. He was very thrilled to accept it and really felt good giving. He's one of these guys that's just, he's always there. He's the first guy there.
Swinging it went off his foot.
He's going to walk that off. But that's one of those guys that he's the first one to the ballpark. He's the first one to get there and claim whichever dugout we're looking for.
Unless you're playing the Diamondbacks.
Well, that's true, too. That's kind of a home field thing there for Ray, absolutely. But he's the first one to the ball field, and he's only ever missed one game in any one season. And other than that, he's always there, super dependable. Love the guy.
Loves the game.
Sure.
No balls, two strikes to count to Beinack. Wissman getting a short lead over first base, held on by Jones. Here's the pitch and a fly ball heading out towards right field. And it's the right fielder. He's got to hurry.
It's a little tricky.
And
I don't know if he trapped it or not.
He got
it. Called it a catch.
So that's going to do it for.
Oh, he almost snuck that in there.
Yeah. Man. That's going to do it. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left at the end of 7.5. It's the Southwest Ohio 7. And Miami Valley
6
and Southwest Ohio 4. Back after this. I'll get it right one of these days.
Well, then have it changed on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Back here at Day Air Ballpark, 6-4 is our score, 6-14-1-4 Southwest, or Miami Valley, and 4-7-3 for Southwest. Daniel Miller on the mound for the from the Angels. Do you know his stats? Oh, wait, not. Okay, what's his stats real quick, huh?
Yeah, I can give you some of that.
Got 5 games, no 0-1 to count, his record, 15 innings, and 15. That was the other day.
What we have so far is 15 hits, 9 runs, 3 of them earned, 12 base on balls, 15 strikeouts, and sporting a 1.80 ERA. Daniel Miller from Springfield Angels. Daniel's been a workhorse for the Angels for about the last 6 years. Been with the team since year one, Daniel Miller has. So he's got 13 years allegiance to the Springfield Angels, and we super appreciate that.
What's that, number 2?
Did you hear? Hey.
Huh?
Yeah, Dennis Fry wants to take our picture.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
I hope he wants to get a new phone after this.
Nah, his phone will be fine.
Not with me in the picture.
That was an on-air picture. How about that? Do you know we got a ball that came up in here? We signed it and threw it back. Yeah. It was the one Derek hit.
There's a pitch by Miller and a swing and a miss. And that is number 2 for Miami Valley from the Orioles. Daryl Carnahan.
Yep. Second baseman.
1-1 to count, or 2-1 to count to Carnahan. Carnahan batting for the first time, batting .348 with no home runs, 12 runs batted in. One double to his name. Here's a pitch. Just misses outside for a ball.
Umpire set up as though he was going to pull the trigger, and he kind of froze and held off.
Was it something we said he left?
No, he's...
Pitch is high for in there for a called strike. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Carnahan.
Dennis Fry was just up in the booth, co-founder of Springfield Angels with myself, Brad Webb.
Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Ball 4.
Dennis just came up to say hello, took our picture. His son, Gibson, who also plays on the Springfield Angels, young guy, 20 years old, I think. Gibson's here with his girlfriend tonight. They're in the audience, so Dennis headed back down to see with them. Daniel Miller, pitcher for the Southwest side now, sets.
So Jones standing in now. I don't know where he was hitting.
Yeah, that is Jones.
Yeah. Here in the bottom of the 8th inning, here's a stretch by Miller, and he pitches a fly ball out towards center field, and that's going to hot drop in front of the center fielder. So Jones is on. That's going to bring up Andrew Hall. I'm not even going to worry about this scorecard anymore. Here's a stretch by Miller, and Hall takes it outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Jones at first, Carnahan at second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the 7th inning, or bottom of the 8th inning. Miami Valley leading it. Here's a ground ball right to the second base.
Could be a double play.
Flips short.
And it is.
4-6-3 on the double play.
Daniel Miller induces a ground ball double play, perfectly executed by the Southwest side.
Comes a new hitter, number 27 for the Knights coming in.
And do you have that?
Yeah, it's Troy Philo. Philo. He's got 22 on here, but it's Philo.
27. He's 27 on. Okay. Yeah, so Troy Filo, your hitter. Is this his first appearance, Doug?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know where he's hitting in the lineup, though.
Troy Filo, we got him at 24 at-bats, scored three runs.
Swing and a miss, strike one.
Eight hits, two RBIs, two walks, nine strikeouts, and one stolen base, .333 average.
Miller will set, runner at third base, and a little ground ball to the second baseman. He's going to pick it up, flip it over to first, and that's going to do it.
So after two men on, we get a ground ball double play and a ground ball to second base. That takes care of the inning, doesn't it, Doug?
That does. So we move to the top of the ninth inning. Southwest has some little bit of catching up to do. They trailed 6-4 back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fix that!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
We move to the top of the ninth inning. 6-4 is our score. Miami Valley needs a couple of runs. Or no, Southwest needs a couple of runs to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me tonight in the booth tonight there, Brad.
Wonderful. I appreciate the invite, Doug. I love being a part of this. I'm honored. Just thanks for the call.
New pitcher on the mound for the Miami Valley.
You're going to have to go off script to find that one. Number 27. Wild boar, we know that.
The 21. And I have to go back into the archives here and see what we got.
Oh, yes, you're right. 21, not 27. Thank you.
So let's see who that is. And there is no 27 on the wild boars.
Yeah, so it's 21.
No, 21.
Is that Dylan Bauer, though?
Could be. So Andrew Hall will stand in.
And wild boars roster?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
All right.
21 is 21. Dylan Bauer.
All right, we're right. So we do have it. Number 21, Dylan Bauer.
He was a starter. Now he's back in on the mound.
I don't know how that works. Anyways.
I've given up a long time ago.
Seven games pitched, one win, two losses, two saves, 21 innings pitched, given up 18 hits, 12 runs, two of them earned, nine base on balls, 23 strikeouts, and a .86 ERA. Maybe that's why he's back in. I don't know how you do that.
I don't either.
We're going to have to ask.
It's an all-star game.
It's an all-star game.
Swing and a miss by Hall. One ball, one strike. Todd Barhorst is on deck.
Yeah, they're bringing in the heavy guns now here.
Here's the pitch. Ball gets away from the catcher. Two balls and a strike. You get a different perspective sitting up here, though, don't you?
Speaking of perspective, the center fielder looks like he's playing a little league game, and he is way in.
Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. Are you in there for a called strike, too? I'm sorry.
Now, either the defensive strategy is known about this hitter by the center fielder, or he's just forgot where to stand.
Pitch goes outside for ball three. 3-2 to Hall. Andrew Hall of the Dodgers.
Center fielder's a Ranger. I just can't make out a number.
Here's a pitch. Up high ball. Called strike three. Oh, my goodness. That was... looked like... From up here, it looked like it was at his eyes. So one down as Hall strikes out looking. He's walking back saying, I don't think so. They bring up Todd Barhorst. Barhorst finished second in the home run derby this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's already up on our website if you want to catch that. Here's the pitch in there for called strike one.
You got that loaded up then, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm going to have this loaded before we walk out of here.
Yeah, you had a little bit of time in between, didn't you?
Yeah.
Good.
But loaded up fast, too. Here's the pitch. In dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike.
We do have a new shortstop in the game for the home side, Miami Valley.
Pitch high is outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike.
It's a Xenius scout player.
Number seven.
Number seven. Okay, good. Thank you. See if I can figure that out.
Here's a stretch and a pitch. Little looper out towards going foul down the third base side. Two balls and two strikes with one down. On deck is Gordon for the Southwest team.
Well, it's either Alec Hutzelman, Alex Kasich, Anthony Reagan, or Brandon Saylor. We have four number sevens in the All-Star game here today.
Foul ball back out of play, heading over to Heater's Grill.
Yeah. Center fielder did back up here on Barhorst, as you should with Todd hitting.
Yeah.
Right fielder's really deep. He's probably three steps off the warning track. They've got him.
There's Anthony Reagan out there at short.
Oh, thank you.
There's a fly ball heading out towards left field. In comes the left fielder underneath it, two down. So Southwest Ohio is down to their final out, and it's going to be Gordon standing in.
Number 34, Dodger, right-handed hitter.
So Gordon, Cameron Gordon. We'll be back at it on Sunday, game between the Machine and the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards right, and that's going to fall in for a base
drop.
Hit.
Yeah.
So Gordon is on, and that's going to bring up Barhorst once again. And Daniel Barhorst. Once again, Smith on deck.
So Daniel Barhorst, 48 at-bats, 21 runs, 20 hits, 7 doubles, 2 triples, home run, 12 RBIs, 9 walks, only 8 strikeouts, 16 base on balls. That's seeing the ball in a .417 average.
1-0 the count to Barhorst, runner at first, tying run now at the plate.
And another Wolf on deck. Number 22, Sean Phillips, has been playing first base tonight.
Barhorst standing back in as
Ways Wick.
There's a ground ball base hit into center field. Gordon's going to stop at second, and Barhorst at first. That's going to bring up Smith. Or no, not
Phillips.
Phillips, I'm sorry, Phillips.
Yeah. Sean Phillips, Wolf, playing first base tonight, 49 at-bats, 19 runs, 21 hits, 8 doubles, 13 RBIs, 4 base on ball, 1 strikeout. 1 strikeout, my goodness, and 6 stolen bases.
First pitch is a ball, 1 ball, no strikes.
And a .429. That's why that team's in first place, Doug.
They're in second. Half game out. Sorry about that. There's a swing and a foul back. 1 ball, 1 strike.
But they still haven't lost a game.
That's true.
It's a difference of how many games you've played.
That's true.
Okay.
1 ball, 1 strike, the count.
So right-handed hitter, pretty good gap out here in the left center field area.
Center fielder playing shallow again. Here's the pitch. A pop-up this time to the second baseman. First baseman's going to call for it.
First baseman's going to cover it.
And that's going to do it.
Yep.
Your final score, 6-4. 6 runs, 15 hits, and an error for Miami Valley. Four runs, nine hits, 3 errors for Southwest Ohio. Don't know who the winning pitcher is. Don't know who the losing pitcher is.
No, I'm going to give ourselves a pass on that.
Yeah, I think so, with all the changes that we've had.
Right.
So. But, Brad, I want to thank you for joining me up here, and I'd like to remind everybody that a lot of games coming up over the weekend on Sunday, you're going to be down at Howell Field.
Yep.
You'll be taking on the Stars.
Stars, two games.
And then and right before that, the Wolves and Mariners will do double duty at 10 and 12:30. I will be out at Carroll as the Dodgers take on the Machine at 1 and 4. At Gassineau, the Knights will be taking on the River Bandits, and the the Rangers and Diamondbacks will take on each other at 3:30 and 6 out at Gassineau. Angels and Stars out at their you get to sleep in 3:30 and 6. So, but we'll be out at Carroll High. I'll be out at Carroll High School broadcasting the Dodgers and Machine at 1 and 4. So, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Sorry about the internet stuff, but that's the way it is around here, you know. So we're going to have this game up in a little bit, and you can hear all the confusion later on. Until next time, this is Doug Brown saying so long. Once again, your final score 6-4, Miami Valley winning it. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network. You've been listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. By Darren Dollar Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for amateur baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.